Hi there. Welcome to a digital marketing show on Market Connect PHC. My name is Clement Eshemogi, and today we are going to be talking about 6 tips for effective social media marketing for MSMEs. MSMEs is the micro, small, and medium enterprise. But before we deep dive into this topic, I would like to tell us about the statistics of those that use the internet in Nigeria. By the way, I am reaching you from the Garden City, Port Harcourt of Nigeria. So let's get started. Internet users in Nigeria at January 2020, we have estimated anyway 85.49 million internet users in Nigeria. Yep, 85.49 million internet users. That's the people that are using the internet in Nigeria as of January 2020. And social media users in Nigeria, we have 27 million people on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and other social media platforms, including WhatsApp, which is a messaging app. Then another statistics here says that 169.2 million people connect or have access to the internet through their mobile phone. Isn't that massive? So having gotten that, let's go back to our topic, talking about the 6 tips for effective social media marketing for MSMEs. So what are the basics that you absolutely need to know to market your business effectively on social media? My number one here says, stick to the best platform. Stick to the best platform. There are several platforms on the internet where you can advertise. So we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, TikTok, we have YouTube. So which of these platforms have you discovered that your audience like to stay? That's where I will advise that you stick to, and so doing, your marketing will be quite effective when you stay there. All social platforms are not equal. Different businesses attract different people. I hope you know that, right? So that is why if you are marketing, know where to go to, know the channel, know the platform where you can go and make your noise, and you are sure of getting patronage when you stay there, right? It is important then that you figure out who you are trying to reach on social media and where they can be found. So stick to that, and I trust that you are going to make sales. Number two, hone your brand voice. Hone your brand voice. You'll be happy to know that your buyer persona are multi-purpose. Not only are they good at finding your target audience, they also help to develop your brand voice. What's that? In a nutshell, it's what you say, the way you say it, and with what intent. So it is a major component of your personality, of your brand. Needless to say, to attract and engage the right people, you need to be creative and have those people in mind, because the way at which you put up your graphics, you put up your post, your picture, attract a certain kind of people. Now, those that appeals to your brand are the people that will contact you, right? So that's where we encourage you to own your brand voice. Number three, decide on a posting schedule. Decide on a posting schedule. It is very important to plan your post. Posting randomly or sporadically are not characteristics of a successful social media strategy. Of course, it is okay to post occasionally when the mood hits you and you have something interesting to share. Yet, such spontaneous posts should be addition to a regular posting. So, consistently, you will heighten anticipation for your content. So, do not rush to post. Take your time, get your content prepared, and then schedule it. You know, in Nigeria, of course, I believe that is how it is in other parts of the world. There are times that we call the peak hour. People just want to quickly have a glance at what is happening on social and then log out immediately. Sometimes they do it very early in the morning, let's say 6 o'clock. And then while they are rushing to work, of course, they're in the bus, they just want to have a glance on what is happening on social. And then in the evening, before they sleep, maybe while they are discussing, you just want to get to see what's happening on social. Now, of course, you will agree with me that the attention that people put on social media is more than the one they put on their electronic gadget, as in the TV, maybe the radio. So you want to get the attention at this time. So if you have a very good calculation on how people interact or the time they have to be on social, then you will find them there with your post, right? So we'll be talking about number 4, 5, and 6, but before then, let's quickly go on a short music break.
She took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my hat away, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me.
Okay guys, welcome back. Number four, spy on your competitors. Spy on your competitors. This is very important because you want to know how they are doing, and you want to know if you are not upping your game. So you can also learn much from companies like yours that are struggling in this area using your expanded knowledge on social media best practices and what you learned from your strongest rival. You can pinpoint what not to do. You don't have to go and do try and error. No, don't even try it. So let competitors try and do the errors while you up your game. Now, if you discover that your competitors are doing greater than you, so you, what do you want to do? You want to get to beat what they are doing. So that's why I encourage you to spy on your competitors, because your customers go as far as looking at who have the product or the services that they want. If you cannot match what they have on the internet, even if you are good offline and your online presence is not giving your prospect what they want, they are going to go, or rather, they will patronize your competitors. So that is why it is important, I advise, that you spy on your competitors, look at what they are doing, do better than them, get smart hands that can help you strengthen your brand to appeal to the eyes of your marketers, or rather your competitors. Number five, engage with your audience. Engage with your audience. People appreciate brands that are accessible and proactive. So if you are not proactive in responding to your customers or engaging with your audience, they are going to leave you behind and meet your competitors. So engage with them. It builds the synergy that, or relationship that you need between the brand and the customer. Be that kind of brand by engaging at every opportunity with your followers. Show personal interest by asking them to share their opinion, likes, dislikes, preferences, and so on and so forth. Like and respond to comments. A lot of us in Nigeria, we don't do this at all. You are, probably after you've listened to this podcast, I believe you will learn and then start responding to the comments, likes, like their comments, and just engage with them on your page. Make use of more interactive features such as Facebook and Instagram Live. Invite enthusiastic promoters to submit content and then share it with your audience. There are plenty of ways that you can engage with your audience, so make sure that you block off time to do just that. Your followers will thank you for it. Number six, always be learning. Always be learning. Don't say, I have known this, therefore I am okay. No. Always be learning. If you are just getting started with social media marketing, remember, you don't need to be a guru in every area of social media to accomplish your marketing objectives. Note that. Start small. And most importantly, take on the mindset of learning. Spend time each day by day on social media, focusing on familiarizing with the ins and outs of the platform that you love your brand to explore, and try new things as well. you will find that you accomplish more than you rush through. Try to force outcomes. So, using these 6 tips, and you'll be able to develop a solid social media presence that will interact more of the right people that your business deserve. So thank you very much for taking your time to listen to us. We appreciate you. Do not forget to follow us on all social media platforms. It's Market Connect PHC on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, I think on YouTube too. Also subscribe to this podcast. We appreciate you a lot. Drop your comments of what you think. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Dum 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 d